95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Karen, what's going on with Mark that's got you thinking he could be cheating?
Well, we've been together for a while, and I take care of his 5-year-old daughter when he's off working, and her mom isn't able to have her, and she's a great kid. She's 5, but she told me the other day that she saw mommy and daddy kissing, and I said, oh, you saw mommy and daddy, your mommy and your daddy kissing? She said, uh-huh. And I said, oh, okay. Well, when did that happen? She said, yesterday after daddy put me in my car seat, and we've been together a lot longer than yesterday, so.
How long have y'all been together?
We've been together for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Do you think maybe it was a harmless kiss? Like, are they friends?
I mean, they're nice to each other. They actually, I think they have a really great relationship.
Taryn, do you think they did it for their daughter?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't see why they would, because as far as I know, she knows that her daddy's with me, that we're in a relationship, and that mommies and daddies don't always stay together, but they still love their children. I feel like that would be confusing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does send them to his wife, question, you seem like a sensible person, and I'm wondering, would you be annoyed, or would you just say, okay, like, you should have just told me, like, I'll step out of this and let you get your family back together?
If they wanted to get back together, I mean, I'd be annoyed that they didn't tell me, and that it would make me feel like I was standing in the way if they felt like they couldn't just be open and honest about their feelings. But I wouldn't stand in the way of the family. I mean, I love Mark, and I love his daughter, but not enough to stop them from having the family that they started together. I mean,
it's really,
I don't want to be two-timed or lied to. Oh, thank you. I'm a realist.
Okay. All right. Well, Roy, you ready to dial?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay, here we go, Taryn. Hang tight. You sure you want to do it? Because if you don't, we can back out now. We'll just call somebody else.
All right, let's just do it.
Okay.
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. My name is Paula. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How's it going?
Great. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No. 1 second. Okay. What's up?
I was just calling to let you know that you are the winner of our Text to Win contest. One of your friends or yourself entered you, and we have $100 in beautiful red roses for you to send to someone you love.
Okay.
And they're free of charge. We just ask that you tell somebody about our services. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
So do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send these beautiful romantic roses to?
Yeah. Yeah, you could send them to Deb.
Okay. And Mark, I also have a card to go with these roses. What would you like to put on the card?
Okay. This is just one more way to make things right again. And then, love, Mark. And it's Mark with a C.
Okay. And what's your relationship with Deb?
I think Taryn knows that. I hear Taryn in the background.
Yeah.
She can't hold it anymore. This is the Mani Ryan the Ryan Morning Show. You're on War of the Roses?
Hey. Yeah.
This is a show where we bust cheaters. Taryn came to us because she had suspicion that you were cheating after something your kid said.
Hey, Mark.
Okay.
So, do you want to get back together with Deb?
No, I mean, you know, she's obviously going to be a part of my life, so, you know.
But kissing her and then sending her $100 worth of red roses that were explicitly expressed to be romantic and saying, oh, this is just one of the ways to make up to her.
I mean, I
didn't
choose
like
the
you're
color
trying to start a relationship with her again.
You know what I mean? So,
you know what?
I didn't choose the color, and I didn't know how much, like they said it was $100 worth of roses. Like, I would have given her less.
Yeah,
you know?
$100 worth of romantic roses that you could have sent to me. The person you're in a romantic relationship with.
That makes more sense to me. Like, why? And anyway, so, I mean, did you kiss your ex? That's the question. And we hate throwing the kids in this, but, you know, your daughter said she saw it. And I have a four-year-old. Four-year-olds are smart. So are five-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, my ex-wife and I, like, pop kiss when we drop off the kids and stuff like that. We don't want the kids to see us, like, fighting or, you know, being bad to each other.
Kissing isn't fighting.
You got to do when you're dropping kids off.
Is that a new thing, Mark? Why would your daughter bring it up out of nowhere all of a sudden?
I don't know. I mean, maybe she feels uncomfortable. I don't know.
Taryn told us 5 minutes ago that if you sent him to your ex-wife and you want to get back with her, Taryn wouldn't stand in the way of your family getting back together.
I think
that's pretty classy. So let's stop the crap and just tell her what's going on. I mean, dude, you're not fooling anyone. You sound stupid.
Yeah, well, you know what, guys? Like, maybe I'm confused and I just want to, like, see where it's going in both directions to see what I want.
Well, you don't really get that luxury. This is your ex-wife, there's a child involved, and you have a girlfriend. I mean, you can't just let both relationships unfold and see which one you like better. That's not how the world works.
And then think about what kind of example you're setting for your daughter.
I mean, I think that you know, if you really love me, you're going to allow me the time to make sure that I'm okay, you know, with being with you or being with her.
Well, wow. You know, I do love you, but I also love me. And if nothing happens and you want to come back to me once you are 100% sure of your feelings, fine. But I'm out.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us mornings@kiss951.com. Still to come.
I think that was really big of Taryn to just say, you know what? If you want to get the family back together and you want to get back together with your ex-wife, after 2 years of dating you, Mark, I will bow out.
I do, too. Like,
she might have been the most sensible person we've ever had on War of the Roses.
I wanted to applaud her. And I love that she said, I love you, but I love me, too.
I want to discuss this after 8 o'clock. When did you back out of a relationship so that maybe husband and wife could get back together again? Like, I wonder how that works, you know?
Great. So we'll take your phone calls at 704-570-9595 on that. But we have $1,000 to give to you with the KISS Cash code that's coming up in 3 minutes.
This is the MRA.